Deutsche Welle. News. This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. More than 70 people have been killed and hundreds more have been injured during riots that broke out after a football match in northern Egypt. The riots erupted after a game between Egypt's Al Ahly and Al Masri teams in Port Said. There are reports of rocks, fireworks and flares being thrown. Masri fans stormed the pitch after a referee blew the whistle, even though the team had beaten Ahly 3-1. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that fierce clashes between government forces and anti-government rebels across Syria left 59 people dead, mostly civilians, on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Moscow refuses to back a tough Security Council resolution condemning violence in Syria. The resolution demands that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad resign. The UN and human rights groups say more than 5,500 people have been killed since the government launched a crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators more than 10 months ago. A senior team from the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, has left Tehran after 3 days of talks there amid concerns that the Iranian state is working on developing an atomic bomb. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Iran had failed to convince the international community of the purpose of its nuclear program.
Iranians should prove themselves to the international community that their nuclear development program is for genuinely peaceful purposes. It is their responsibility to convince the international community. I believe they have not yet done so.
UN nuclear experts say a second round of talks will be held with Iran on February 21st in Tehran. Iran's consistently denied accusations that it's developing a nuclear bomb. Senegal's security forces used tear gas for a third day in a row this Wednesday to disperse demonstrators in the capital, Dakar. Hundreds of young students had gathered there to protest a court ruling that would allow President Abdoulaye Wade to run for a third term in next month's elections. College students set fire to a bus and have threatened to march on Senegal's presidential palace. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern at the police violence that left two people dead on Monday. The country's top court has ruled that a new law that limits presidents to just two terms in office would only apply to future presidents and not the 85-year-old Wade. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. Nigeria's secret police says it's arrested the spokesman for the radical Islamist sect Boko Haram that's being blamed for hundreds of killings. A senior state security service official said the man, a Nigerian citizen, was arrested in the northern city of Kaduna in the early hours of the morning and is currently being questioned. The suspect reportedly served as a go-between for journalists and the sect. At least 185 people died in a coordinated attack on January 20th by Boko Haram in the northern city of Kano. Meanwhile, some 2,000 mourners attended a funeral service at a church in Madala for victims of the deadly Christmas Day attack by the sect. At least 44 people were killed in St. Teresa alone that day. Italian authorities have identified a sixth German, a woman, among the 17 people killed after the cruise ship Costa Concordia sank in shallow waters off the Italian island of Giglio last month. 15 people are still missing. Meanwhile, a thin oil slick has started to spread from the ship, raising fears of an environmental disaster. Due to rough seas and strong winds, efforts to pump 2,400 tons of fuel oil off the ship have been suspended. EU regulators have blocked a deal to merge the New York Stock Exchange and Deutsche Börse. Regulators say the merged company would have gained a near monopoly over the futures market. According to statements from the New York Stock Exchange, an appeal against the decision is under consideration. The exchanges are also negotiating conditions to terminate the deal. This is the fourth planned merger among global exchanges to fall through over the past 12 months. And in the United States, Mitt Romney made a solid recovery in the Republican presidential race after a big win in the Florida primary. The former governor of Massachusetts won 46% of the vote on Tuesday, a clear lead over his nearest rival, Newt Gingrich, who took 32%. The win was a major comeback for Romney, who lost to Gingrich in South Carolina 10 days ago. Another round of primaries begins in March. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.